Good morning, everyone that is listening, and everyone that's not listening, but doing other things with a half ear listening. It's always a pleasure to see everyone in front of you equally. That's one of the wonders of Zoom, that you can all see each other equally. Last night I had one of the challenges of Zoom. There was a major blackout in the middle of a major Zoom. And as you know, a Zoom and a blackout don't work out together. But I'm happy there's light, and I'm happy there's internet, and I'm happy everyone's on. What I wanted to speak about today is an issue that I have to admit came up in a discussion during these last few weeks in the following context. Many a people, Baruch Hashem, are able to go back to Minyan, either outside or inside, with various limitations. But one of the limitations that's mentioned is that you shouldn't be together in the same room with other people for too long. In other words, even if you wear masks and you have distance and whatnot, it's not exactly good to be together too long. Because all you need is the mask to fall off, someone coughs, he or she has corona, and you got it. So from this perspective, there was a lot of discussion, when you go back to Minyans, maybe we should shorten the Minyans. That's a very big debate. I don't want to go into how to shorten the Minyan, and I believe it's possible, it's not rocket science. But I wanted to deal with one issue that came up, because when I was on a rabbinic group that discussed the matter, the first thing they picked on was korbanot. In other words, dead giveaway, you don't have to say korbanot, you can start from Baruch Shamar. The discussion only began from Baruch Shamar. Do you say Baruch Shamar Ashrei Yishtabach, or do you say the whole Psukei Dezimra? But korbanot, you can definitely let go of. And I have to admit, it reminded me of what people usually say on Shabbos. If you get to a dining room table on Shabbos, and on the dining room table there's a pen and a raw potato, and you want to set the table, which of the two can you remove? Nubros, a pen and a raw potato, Shabbos morning, you want to set the table to help your wife, which of the two do you move?
Maybe neither.
Neither. Why neither?
You can't use them. May both be mugs. Unless you read them in advance to throw them at somebody, I don't know. But you can't eat the raw potato. You can't use the pen.
So they're both mukta. However, within mukta, we have subcategories. The category of mukta of a pen is kli shemelachto liyisur.
That's the thing you can't use.
Pardon?
The pen is a mukta item inherently, because it's meant only people. So perhaps that's a greater iser with the pen.
So Bruce says the iser is bigger with the pen, because that's inherent, absolutely usher on Shabbos, versus the raw potato. How would you define that?
You don't really plan on eating it. Maybe you could if you're starving. So
we use the paperweight.
It may be less of a mom item, per se.
Okay.
There are people that might take a bite of the raw potato.
So the answer, actually, Bruce, is exactly the opposite. But everyone says, like you. We were taught from very early, mukta. What's mukta? Remote control. Keys to the car. Not to mention the pen. All these things are called kli shemelachto li'isur. It's something that you usually use for something forbidden. You usually use a pen to write. That's forbidden on Shabbos. You usually use a remote control to put on TV. Putting on and off electricity is usher on Shabbos. But in and of itself, Bruce, it's fine. You can use it, as you said, as a paperweight. You can use it as a doorstopper, if you choose. And you can move it normally from the table to the door to use it as a doorstop. Or, if you need its place, you want to set the table, you can virtually take it off and use its place. So that is the lowest form of iser. The raw potato is the highest. Because there's nothing you can do with a raw potato on Shabbos. You have to cook it. You can't cook it. It's inherently what we call mukze mechmat gufo. But everyone makes that mistake, Bruce. Anytime I've asked that question, I got exactly your answer. Precisely, word for word.
But I thought that food can never be mukze.
Why can't food can't be mukze? Raw food can
be
mukze.
Food can't be mukze. And this potato, a dog, can be eaten.
Again, if you have a dog and you want to feed him raw potatoes and that's what you give him and you have a bag, that's fine. We're talking about someone without a dog. And this is what happened on a Shabbos morning. What do you do? And indeed, pen is on a lower level than raw potato. So our story, I hate to break the news, but Pesukei Dezimra is a minhag. An ancient minhag already mentioned in the Gemara, but a minhag. Korbanos might be a deoraisa. Isn't that sound totally outlandish? Did I absolutely go crazy? Am I one of those messianics that say, let's bring back sacrifices by saying, Psuke Dezimra, Minhag, Korbanos, Halacha. Maybe yeah, even deoraisa.
But the shuls don't start with Korbanos. They start with Rabbi Yishmael.
Again, the shul starting or not starting with korbanos is something worthy of a discussion. However, that in and of itself doesn't mean that you don't say korbanos. You do say korbanos. It's like you say birkos hashachar. You don't say birkas haTorah in shul, but birkas haTorah may be the oraisa. The fact that you don't say it in shul doesn't make it less of a chiyuv. So, the pecking order, in my opinion, should have been korbanos, and then first Psukei Dezimra, and then we'll pick on korbanos. But because indeed everyone makes that mistake, and I understand it for the reasons that Harold just said, we don't say it in shul, let's see what korbanos is all made of. I mean, every sitter today that skips all the piyutim, you know, all the stuff that we used to skip over and feel good about ourselves, you remember that, Arthur? You remember? You had a machzor rabba, and it's like long. And the Chazan skips from page 10 to page 25. Didn't that give you like the most amazing Simchas Yontev? Ah, we're skipping. A little minuscule of that is if tomorrow morning you go to shul and they skip Tachanun on a Thursday. The Simcha of the Jews of skipping the pages is amazing. Every single Seder Chumash Machzer never skips over the Korbanos. So it's in there. It tells you what to do if you come late with Psukei Dezimra. No one ever tells you to skip Korbanos. And I want to understand why. So if you look at the source sheet that I sent out to Bruce, let's see why. The Gemara says in Meseches Megillah, V'chti, V'yomar Hashem Elokim b'ma yidaki rashena. Our friend Avraham Avinu was standing before God and he asked the question, God, how do I know that I am going to inherit the land? You told me I'm getting the land. How do I know that there won't be problems in inheriting it? Avram lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Avram before God, Ribono shel Olam, Shemachas v'shom Yisrael chotim lefanecha, v'ata oseh lehem kedor mabul uchedor palaga. My dear God, maybe indeed the Jewish people are going to sin, and you're going to destroy them like you did in the Mabul, or you did in the Tower of Babel. Armalo, love, not going to do it. Amar lefanav Ribono shel Olam, b'meida. And this is the part of the Gemara that everyone talks about. Avram all of a sudden becomes skeptical of God's promise and says, how am I supposed to know? So the next pasuk says, Kechali, a bunch of mehemos, and put it all together. And that's the famous episode called Brit Bein Habitarim, the covenant between the pieces. So says the Gemara, it wasn't by chance that animals were part of this deal, because what's the association of animals in the Torah? What do we use animals for beyond eating per se? Nobody, huh? Give you a hint. When the Beis HaMikdash, God willing, will be built, we're going to have to be on the best terms with Bruce and Harold. What do animals remind us of?
Korbanot.
Korbanot. See, you didn't have to think too much. Barry, you just look at the top of the source sheet. It says Korbanot. It's right there. I'm one of the worst teachers in the world. I give the answers on the sheet itself. So, the Gemara says that they'll do Korbanos, no problem, they get the land. So Avraham Avinu, skeptical again, says, what happened when there's no Beis HaMikdash? Saver Amolo, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Kvarti kanti lahem seder korbanot, kozman shekorin bahen ma'ane ali alihem ki ilu makrim lefanai korban mochel ani akol avonotehem." So says the Gemara in Meseches Megillah, and Reish Lakish says the same, almost the same thing in Meseches Menachos, that no problem, not an issue. The minute there's no Beis HaMikdash, if you say the Korbanot, you say the passages that talk about the Korbanos, that gives them the warranty that they will remain strong in Israel. That's the Gemara in Meseches Megillah. Now let's move over to the second Gemara in Meseches Menachot. Last page of Meseches Menachot says as follows. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Mai dichtiv zot Torat hachatat v'zot Torat ha'asham. In Sefer Devarim we keep on saying, this is the Torah, or the laws, of how to bring a chatat sacrifice, an asham sacrifice. Gemara says that the word Torah, for us, is not by chance. It means, and I quote once again, Kol ha'osek betorat chatat, ki'ilu hikriv chatat, v'chol ha'osek betorat asham, ki'ilu hikriv asham. Anyone want to translate? Come on, have a little rachmanos on my voice. Translate. Kol ha'osek. What's osek? We said it this morning.
Whoever learns about the Karbanot, it's as if he sacrificed it.
So the Gemara in Menachos, says Harold, is different than the Gemara in Megillah. In Megillah we said, just say it. What are we saying in Menachot?
Kol ha'osek, who's ever involved in it.
Not involved, but learn the laws of the Korbanot. So, while in Megillah is just say it, in Menachos, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, is to learn it. And the third Gemara, in Menachos, last page again, says something different. Amar Rava, Hailo Olav Lemincha, Olav Mincha Mibayilei. Says Rava, it doesn't say to learn. When the Torah says, Zot Torat HaShem, it tells you how to sacrifice it, how to put it on the Mizbeach, where to put the blood, what can be an animal. It doesn't mean just learn it, it means do it. So therefore says Rava, Kol ha'osek batorah, Eino tzarich lo olav velo chatat velo mincha velo Hashem. No? Anyone want to translate? Whoever learns Torah doesn't need korbanot. So we have three different views here. Once Avram Avinu is dead worried that without korbanot we're going to lose Israel. So there's three remedies in the Gemara. One, say korbanot. Two, learn about the korbanot. Or three, learn anything you want. Learn anything. You get up in the morning, learn Hilchot Mezuzah. Let's take an obscure law that becomes irrelevant for many people. Give me an obscure law. Learn about Kilei HaKerem. Learn about Ir HaNidachat. Learn about Ben Soreru Mora never even happened. And you're scot-free. Just learn Torah. So three different views. Say the Korbanot. Learn about Korbanot or learn any Torah in the world. And just to prove that I'm not crazy, because you're looking at me and saying the guy's nuts, let's see. The Mishnah Berurah in D says, in Simon Memchet, going down the source sheet, that learning the Korbanot, Hibimkom Akravat Korbanatamit, Sheken Kiblu Chazal, Shebizman Shein Beit HaMikdash Kaya Minayichon Alakiv Korbanot, Misha Osek Bahen Ubeparshiyotav, Male Alav Katuv, Kiilu Hikrivam. You should learn about korbanot, and therefore says the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishiyodeh Sefer, Mitzvah Lilmod B'Gemara, Peyush HaMemra Hazot. V'chein Ma She'anu Omrim B'chol Yom, in Yemei Asiyat HaKtoret, Kedei She'avin Ma She'hu Omer, U'vezeh Tichashev Lo Amira B'mkom HaKtara, V'chein Katfu HaSfarim, D'ma She'omar HaGemara, HaKavana Hu She'mitaskin Lavin Inyana. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Gemara and Megillah aside, if you know how to learn, the best thing in the world is Rabbi Yitzchak. Learn the passages in the Siddur with the proper translation, and thus when you say it, you understand it. You know, there's many Jews out there that say many things. They don't understand Hebrew. They don't understand definitely biblical Hebrew or Mashiach or the Hebrew of the Mishnah, and they say it. But says the Mishnah Berurah, there's no mitzvah of saying it like the Gemara in Megillah. The mitzvah is to learn it and understand it. Not just any passage, the laws of korbanos. And once you learn it and understand it, it's like you brought a korban. You're okay. Well, Arthur, that's only for the guys who know how to learn. Apparently. If you don't know how to learn, you'll have to say like the Gemara and Megillah, I'll just say it. But, lo and behold, comes along the Bach, and indeed says that the best possible thing to do is not the Gemara and Megillah, just say it. Not Rabbi Yitzchak and Menachot that says learn the laws of Korbanot specifically, but rather just learn Torah. Says the Bach something interesting on the left side of the page. As you know, we have a mitzvah of making Birkas HaTorah every morning. Lasok b'divrei Torah v'Ashkenazim. Right? The Gemara says in many different places, we want to understand why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And one of the many suggestions given, and I quoted it to you here from the Gemara in Bava Metzia, it's shelo birchu b'Torah tchila. What was the big aveira in the first Beis HaMikdash? What's the big aveira? So you would have said to me, the big aveira was Gilei Arayos Shvichus Damim Avodah Zarah, the famous Gemara in Yoma. They didn't keep Shemitah. Says the Gemara Rabbi Metzia, they didn't make a Birkas HaTorah. They learned Torah. They kept the Torah. They didn't make the blessing. Now, does that sound a little strange to you, Bruce? How is it that not making a blessing brought about the most biggest catastrophe of that time? We know very well. If you shake lulav and you didn't make a blacha, did you fulfill the mitzvah or not? Arthur says, of course you did. Brachot einan me'akvot. So why is it Birkas HaTorah such a big deal? You didn't say it. We're going to destroy a Beis HaMikdash.
Birkas HaTorah is Durabanan or Oraisa?
Very good question. There is room to believe that it's the Oraisa. The two brachos, the Oraisa that we have, are indeed Birkas HaTorah and Birkat HaMazon. If you eat more than a kibbutzah. But there's a debate about that point. Regardless, even if it is Doraisa, so they didn't make Birkas HaTorah. At least they learned Torah, they kept the Torah. But to put it this way, it's much more than assimilated Jews do today. Far more. And for this, you destroy the Beis HaMikdash? So says the Bach, something amazing. And he says, the left side of the page, you know what their Avera was? When you learn Torah, it's supposed to influence you. Just like when you jog in this weather, you get sweated. The jog influences your body. Your blood pressure goes up. Your pulse goes up. You sweat a lot. It influences you. Says the Bach, when you learn Torah, and I quote his beautiful words, this is what should happen. I quote, when you learn Torah, כדי שתתעצם נשמתנו בעצמות ורוחניות, בעצמות וברוחניות, וקדושת מקור מוצא התורה, ולכן הקדוש ברוך הוא תורה אמת לישראל, שלא תשכח מאיתנו, כדי שתדבק נשמתנו וגופנו, ברמח איבריהם ושסה גידיו, ברמח מצוות עשה ושסה לא תעשה שבתורה. Says the Bach, do you think it's by chance that we have 365 negative biblical commandments and 248 positive biblical commandments? Says the Bach, that's not by chance. That's exactly the amount of fibers in our being. We say it in a Mishnah Berach L'chole, that God should give a proper refuah shelema to the 365 this and the 248 that. Says the Bach, Torah should influence you like a jog or like a pool. If you go in and you come out, you're wet. If you learn Torah and you come out of it exactly the same person you were, not more spiritual, not more refined, then something's wrong. Says the Bach, at the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara doesn't mean, namely, we didn't make the bracha. It means you didn't see learning Torah as a spiritual uplifting act. Rather, he says, and I know many people like this, to my dismay, I say it because many of us, like, do this sometimes, avalatai, where the three lines are, shavruchok ze, shelo asuk batorah, ki im letzorech hadvarim hagashmiim lahanatam, the only reason they learn is that they can enjoy life. What do they want to enjoy? They'll take a wild guess. What do all of us enjoy? Us Jews. Every one of us are overweight in some way or another, some more, some less. We love food. So the Chinese And if it's not Chinese, it's sushi. We want it. So what do? We're good Jews. So we open up the computer, and we put in, heter to eat Chinese. And you look, and you look, and, I got a heter! You don't ask yourself, what does the Torah think about me running after Chinese food? What does the Torah think about me driving all the way, say, to Beitar, to buy classical Jewish food? You know, all the stuff the doctors tell you not to eat. Let's go through it. Chopped liver. Herring in a lot of oil. Galah. Do you know what galah is, or do I have to translate what galah is? Arthur knows. Galah is the jelly within the bone that you cook up. It's probably the worst thing for you, and only Jews that grew up with it love it. Everyone else thinks it tastes like a sponge. But, oh, you get your good food, you bring it home. Now, are you bringing it home because you love to eat galah and herring and Yerushalmi kugel? Or you're bringing it home to Chvod Shabbos. You want Shabbos to be beautiful. What's your intention? Says the Bach, that's the same thing when you learn Torah. Any Torah. If you're doing it to transform yourself, to make yourself a better individual, refined, God-fearing, it's wonderful. But if you're just doing it in order to enjoy life, what's the big deal? You're just looking for a heter. That's not a big deal. That's what the Gemara means. Shelo birchu b'Torah tchila. They didn't see anything spiritual in learning Torah. It was a mere intellectual act. What can I do? What can I do? It's like now in COVID-19. We look online. Can we go to the supermarket? Yes, we go. No big thought. Can, yes or no? Can you go to shul without a mask? You look, you can't go to shul without a mask. Got it. Thank you. I go with a mask. Doesn't refine me. It doesn't make me a better person. Whatever it says, I do. So that's how the Bach explains this, and I'd like to take the Bach and explain the Gemara. When you learn Torah, you become spiritually uplifted. What happens when you go to the Beis HaMikdash and you bring a korban? Same thing. The Tosfos says, why do you have to eat Maaser Sheni within the walls of the ancient Jerusalem? Because when you eat there, it's a spiritual act. You see all these pious people walking by, people that are mensches and frum and God-fearing and ehrlich, and it uplifts you. So therefore, any Torah could be in place of korban because the goal is the same, to refine the individual. So as I said earlier, we have three points of view. One is just say the korbanos. One point of view is, no, you have to learn it and understand it. And the third is any Torah, for the reasons we just said now. Well, very nice. I understand we have to say korbanos according to two out of the three views. One of the two says to understand it. One says just to say it. Well, Barry, here we are. Is there any nafkamina for what I just said? Or am I just babbling on for no reason? Namely, any ramification. Because as you know, if we're in a halachic class and you want to prove you're right, you have to see if Jewish law walks on the same highway that you decided to walk on. Namely, if you're the only person on earth that thinks this way, I'm not so sure you're right. But if you genuinely learn Torah and you come up with the chiddush, for me the biggest compliment is when I find someone else that says it. Then I say, thank God I'm not nuts. My brain is still working. Even though I have no hair on my head, there's still a busy street under there. But if I'm the only person in the world that says it, and we're going to see that maybe this week or next, then I'm a little worried. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Well, let's see if there's any nafkamina for what we said. Say it, learn it, or learn anything. Let's go to the second page. What do we say? Harold probably knows. Harold knows I grew up in a shul where they did say korbanos. Correct, Harold? They said korbanos in the morning. So, there's a long korbanos. Let's talk about the korbanos. Let's go. The first korban on the list is the psukim talking about the kiyor. What's the kiyor?
The sink with the water where the kohen would wash
before. More of a fountain, yeah. He would wash what, Bruce?
His hands and his feet.
Korbanos number one. Second korban is the Trumat HaDeshen, taking off a little bit of the charcoal that was on the Mizbeach, or ashes from yesterday, putting it aside. The third one is a Korban Tamid. There's a big introduction to it, and an afterwards. Then we talk about the Ketoret HaSamim, including Psukim, and in this case also Mishnah's Gemaras. and we end with Ribono Shel Olam, God bring back the Beis HaMikdash. Then we say Mishnah is called Ezohu Mekolman, dividing all the Korbanos into categories, and we end with Rabbi Yishmael Omer, which has nothing to do with Korbanos. Correct? I think I've summed it up pretty well. Now, I summed it up pretty well because I said it this morning. That's the only reason I remember. If I would say it a year ago, I don't remember. That's why I was approached this morning, can you be a Baal Korah? I said, I have to look it over. I said, why do you have to look it over? I said, I didn't read it for a year. What, I'm going to read Parshat Meraglim for my health? It makes me depressed. You have to read about all the Lashon Hara against Israel? Once a year you have to read it. I get it. But what, it's fun? If I want to read something fun, I'll read about Mitzrayim. You know, getting out of Egypt. That was fun. Killing a Amalek. Oh, that was a big achievement, even if we didn't want it. In any case, that's what we say in the Korbanos. So, according to what we said, what should we say? One view is say Korbanos. The next one is learn Korbanos. And the third one is learn anything you want. No? Anyone? Let's look at the sheet together. You ready? Let's go down. Shulchan Aruch. First Simon in Shulchan Aruch. Bruce gets up in the morning. His eyes are half closed because he didn't wash his face yet. And he can barely think. The first Simon in Shulchan Aruch. Chapter 1. Says our Shulchan Aruch Rav Yosef Karo Vetov Lomar Parshat HaAkedah O Parshat HaMan VeAseret HaDibrot U Parashat Ola UMincha UShlamim VeChatat VeHasham. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to say this, and Parshiyot HaKorbanot is only said Ela Bayom UKeShesayem Parshat Ola Yomar Yiratzol Mifanecha SheYezeh Chashuv UMekuba Keiu Rikavti Ola VeKach Yomar Achei Parshat HaMincha VeHashlamim. Gentlemen, according to the Shulchan Aruch, which of the three points of view does he go with? Say Korbanos, because that substitutes for bringing them. Learn about Korbanos, or learn anything you want. First of all, learn anything you want for sure not. He talks about Korbanos. So which of the two? Say or learn?
Tov Lomar.
He says Tov Lomar. Say it. How do we prove it? He's saying, look, the Gemara in Megillah says, in place of bringing the Korbanos, say it. So if it's in place of it, then gentlemen, when do we bring Korbanos? At night or in the day?
In the day.
In the day. Only say it during the day. And then say afterwards, may it be your will that this is in place of this and this Korban. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, very clearly, say it, and it's in place of the Korban. How do I prove it? Because later on in Shulchan Aruch he says, Hamashkim kodim or hayom. I know people that get up when it's dark. I'm not one of those people. The only time I'm one of those people is when I'm in Europe in the winter. Then you get up at 8 o'clock in some places and it's pitch black. I was once in Helsinki, Finland, November, end of November, woke up in the morning, Nate's Hachama was at 8:50. 9:10. Just to let you know, most minions could not wait. Make a long story short, you started Shachris in the dark, you ended it in the dark. But there are good individuals, especially in the summer, they get up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and it's still night. It's not Alot HaShachar. So the Shulchan Aruch has to tell them what they're supposed to say when they get up. He says to say all the Birkos HaShachar, with the exception of one, Hanoten LaSechvi Vina. Why don't you say Hanotein la sechvivina? You give a chicken a little brains. Because the chicken didn't cock-a-doodle-doo yet, Arthur. It's still night. When it cock-a-doodle-doos, you say it. So that's the only thing you don't say. And ufashata tamit. Shiatin lo omra cher or hayom, explains the Mishnah Bura, and all the Mishnayos of Korbanos kibim koma kravatan, ve'en kravatam ela bayom. Shulchan Aruch goes straight with the Gemara in Megillah, saying it is in place of bringing it, and therefore it can only be done during the day, because at night we don't bring Korbanos. Simple. So you get up in the morning, you open your siddur, you say all the Korbanos. I just want to acknowledge, Mr. Weiser is with us. Good morning, Mr. Weiser. Good to see you. I hope you're doing well. I miss you in shul, but Bezrat Hashem, we should be zochet to daven together once again. Mr. Weiser knows that Maybe he doesn't know, I'll tell him. When Mr. Weiser's in shul on Shabbos morning, I get excited because, for many reasons. One of them is I can educate my kids to do a mitzvah d'oraisa. Baruch Hashem, Mr. Weiser is a young man, he's over 90. And when he comes into shul, we can mekayim the mitzvah of Mipnei Seiva Takum. So I always tell my kids, if Mr. Weiser comes in, we get a mitzvah d'oraisa. Leining's the Rabbanon, perhaps davening is the Rabbanon. Mr. Weiser comes in, we get a mitzvah d'oraisa. So Bezrat Hashem, Mr. Weiser, we don't hear you. If you can unmute, we can hear you. I'm sorry, Mr. Weiser, we don't hear you, but if you know how to unmute, where is it? It's on the bottom left. It says mute, just press it, we can hear you. In any case, Shulchan Aruch, straight, say it. That's it. Well, let's go on to the next point of view. Mishnah Taini says, Elohim Amadot, the vision of Matzav of Bnei Yisrael, Kobani Lachmi, the Chayech Korbanot Shel Adam Karev, Voino Omed Al Gabav, Kil Nevir Mishonim, Esim Vashmarba Mishmarot. So here's the story. When Harold was in an accident and he got out of it, he brings a Korban Toda. Harold is a Kohen. Now, let's say Harold can't bring the Korban. He's over the age. He asked someone else to bring the Korban, a different Kohen from the family. Do you have to stand there, Harold, or you can be at home and the guy can bring the Korban in your place? You know, Kaddish, you could say in your place, I'm not going to go to the Beis HaMikdash. It's hot. I'm in an air-conditioned office. I'm going to stay here. Yeah, you bring the Korban. Do the mumble-jumble for me. Or do you have to stand there? What do you say, Harold?
Technically, you can have a shliach do something for you.
Technically, yes, but you should stand there and do smicha on the korban. So if indeed we all have to bring one korban tamid, the Jewish people, one korban tamid in the morning and one in the afternoon, how come we're not all standing there? How can it be on our behalf? Says the Gemara, because we have what Harold called shlichim. We have 24 rotations. There's a list.
Mishmarot,
when are you on duty? Are you on duty in January or in March? Yontiv, they needed extra hands. So the Gemara says, Korban Tamid, all the Jewish people bring, because there's representatives of all groups of the Jewish people. What are the groups of the Jewish people? You got Sephardim, Ashkenazim, Taimanim. They're all sent a representative. Right, Arthur? Wrong, says Arthur, of course. Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. Each one had representatives on duty, and they represented their group. That's the way it used to be.
Did you have a covenant they call them representatives of Jewish people who came to the base of Mishash too, to represent the people?
Yeah, I said Kohanim would bring the Korban, Levim would say Shir Shel Yom, and Yisraelim would daven that the Korban be accepted. So we don't have a base of Mishash today, so what should we do? So it says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Nahagul Kol Yisrael b'kavu atzman chova likrot parashat ha-tamid b'chol yom kodem ha-tfila. Sh'ayidei kriyat zu ma'aleh HaKadosh Baruch Hu aleihem kilu ikrivu korban ha-tamid. So says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Rav Shneur Zalman, the founder of Lubavitch movement, he says that you don't have to say all the korbanos like the Shulchan Aruch said, but only korban tamid. Why korban tamid? Because korban tamid, that giveaway was brought every day. Not necessarily did you bring a korban chatat every day. It's not like every Jew is mechalel Shabbos b'shogeg every day. Not every Jew is saved from a terrible accident or a sickness. You didn't bring a korban toda every day. But korban tamid you brought every day. And it was so chamor that you had the representatives of the Jewish people there. Therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, korban tamid you have to say every day, not the rest. So, pressed for time, you would say the Korban Tamid, and this will explain why in the Siddur, before the other ones, it goes straight in. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor. But before Korban Tamid, there's a Yehi Ratzon, and also afterwards, because Korban Tamid is different. So he says like the Shulchan Aruch, but he limits it to Korban Tamid. Okay. The third point of view is the actual Shulchan Aruch Harav with the rest of them. He said the following words, "Umikol makom, mi sheyesh lo lev la'almod ulehavin, ein lomar afilu parshat ha-korbanot b'chol yom, ela lifrakim, v'day lo ba'amirat peyuk ezuhu mekomon, kegadol tamud ha-mibili de'i ma'iseh, v'lidei yediat ha-Torah. Mishnah Berurah echoing it, u'mikol makom, imu ben Torah, mutav yoter, shi'asuk b'parsha d'yoma. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, if you have no choice, just say the Korbanos. But what's the higher level? What's the better level? Learn! Anything! Parsha d'yoma, says the Mishnah Berurah, doesn't mean learn Korbanos every day. Then you'll be like a parrot. Every day you're going to learn. Bereshit bara Elokim v'tashamayim v'taharetz. Rashi, Amar Rav Yitzchak. Why did the Torah start from this? It didn't start from the first mitzvah because he wanted to give Israel to the Jewish people to shut up all the people that say that we shouldn't have Israel. And you say that every day, you get bored. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, together with the Mishnah Berurah, I don't need you to say Korbanos. As long as you learn Torah, it's in place of Korbanos. So fascinatingly, we see that these two points of view, learn Torah anything you want, or say the Korbanos, come into the Shulchan Aruch. Indeed, the Shulchan Aruch straight says, say Korbanos. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and say, as long as you learn Torah. So therefore, Harold, you got up this morning, after you said the Birkos HaShachar, you're going to come to Kolel, you don't have to say Korbanos. You can wake up 5 minutes late. You're going to learn Torah later in the day, good enough. You're not going to learn about Korbanos, it's also okay.
Are we standing or sitting during Korbanos?
So indeed,
if we're learning, we can sit. If we're giving it, we have to stand.
Arthur is correct. The Gemara in Megillah says we used to stand when we learned Torah, but people got weak, so we sit. And indeed, that's enough Gemina. We'll deal with it next week when we deal with how real is this. But suffice it to say for today that there's no question that the Shulchan Aruch agrees with Arthur. Namely, it's not enough to say Korbanos. You have to say it at its proper time and standing, just like you brought Korbanos, standing and during the day. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, if you know how to learn, learn anything you want. Don't worry about the Korbanos issue. I'm paskining like the third point of view. Good enough to learn Torah, any Torah. However, what's interesting is that there is a middle point of view, and that is what the Mishnah Berurah brings in a book I couldn't find before this year about Korbanos. The Chafetz Chaim wrote a book about Korbanos, and he says that there's only one area in the Torah which we have a promise that when we learn it, it's as if we did it. And that is Korbanos, the Gemara we saw. And therefore, it's not good enough to learn anything you want. You have to dafka learn Korbanos. In other words, if on Sukkis, you don't want to sit in the Sukkah. So what do? You take out Masechet Sukkah and you start learning. Sukkah shigvah lemala me'esrim ama psula. No one's going to say it's like sitting in the Sukkah. If you learn about matzah on the Seder night, no one's going to say it's like eating matzah. But with Korbanos, says the Chafetz Chaim, and only with Korbanos, we have that promise. So if you learn the Korbanos, then you have that promise. So indeed, in our Seder, we basically do all the above. What do? We quote Psukim. Then we also quote Mishnahs and Gemaras that we have to understand. Because with regard to Torah Shebichtav, if you just say it, it's good enough. Torah Shebaal Peh, you have to understand. If you don't understand it, there's no inherent kedusha to the words. After all, it was written down by human beings. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictating to Moshe what to write. So you have to understand. So we do all. We say the Korbanos. We also Mishnahs and Gemaras to understand it. And finally, just in case any Torah passage is good enough, how do we end Korbanos? What's the last passage before Kadesh Derabanan?
Rabbi Yishmael.
Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Does that have anything to do with Korbanos? Nothing at all.
It's about learning.
It's about learning. So we do all three. We say, we learn about Korbanos, and we learn anything we want. Whoa! That being the case, we do all of the above, and if you want to be machmir, you should do all the above. Namely, say Korbanos, understand what you're saying, and learn Torah during the day as well. Now, if you would have asked me, so what should we paskin like, Rabbi? I would have said, you know, Korbanos, a nice idea, but Seder, it's the Rabbanan minus. Turns out, in the Gemara we saw at the beginning, how does the Gemara formulate the obligation of saying Korbanos? It learns it out from a pasuk in the Chumash. If it's pasuk in the Chumash, it might be Doraisa. But it was before Matan Torah, and it was only said to Avram Avinu, etc., etc., and therefore I would have said big deal. But Rabbeinu Yonah, in Masechet Brachos, says that saying Korbanos is as important as saying Kriyat Shema. I quote again, saying Korbanos is as important as saying Kriyat Shema, because they're both learned from Psukim, the Doraisa. Them being Doraisa, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, even if he's wrong, the very fact that someone says it, I would have to say, we have to say Korbanos. Much more than Psukim de Zimra that everybody agrees is a minhag, minhag tov, but a minhag. So therefore, if you want to cut down davening, the first thing you should cut, in my opinion, would be Psukim de Zimra. Then you can go to the other parts of davening. But you should not cut Korbanos because they don't say it in shul. You shouldn't cut Korbanos because in every single Siddur, it's written in there. Because that might even be Doraisa, at best the Rabbanon. Psukim de Zimra is a minhag. Either it's to say it, to learn it, to learn anything, but it has validity within our sources much more than a minhag. Okay.
These things should be said at home, at least. I mean.
At least, of course. You can skip Psukim de Zimra around, you know, Baruch Shamar, Ashrei Yishtabach, maybe two Alelukas, if you're late. Nobody says you can skip Korbanos. Now, having said that, Bruce, you don't have to say Korbanos, you know, before davening, you could say it after davening. But no one says you can skip it. So once again, it's a good example where it could be our mind would have said, Psukim de Zimra, holy of holies, Korbanos, it's like piyutim. Turns out the exact opposite. It's now 9:59, Rabbi Zef just came on, so I wish everyone a good day. Be'ezrat Hashem, Norman, next week, we continue asking ourselves the very fatal question. Now that we know we have to say Korbanos, how real is it? Is it really like bringing Korbanos? Would Bruce have to take off his shoes?
The problem when you go to
how, hold a knife or not?
Brothers, when you come to shul late,
that was the question.
We just said it, and indeed I said, so say it after davening. There's no halacha, you have to say it before davening. Say it after davening.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All the best, gentlemen. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Good day.